Hey, welcome to Button Pushers. This is on WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Diego, and with my partner Harrison, we're going to be showing you all kinds of new music this week. Our theme is jokingly Song of the Week, or Songs of the Week, because it's been a really big week for releases. There's been so much new stuff. I think Harrison's going to show you guys some, or maybe he did show you guys some already, depending on which side he puts my show on, but some new Jaren, some new Memba, all kinds of new fun stuff. Meanwhile, I'm going to show you guys some new Kuro, some Moe Shop, Vorso, and Ray Volp, as well as a mashup at the end of the show. I'm going to kick this show off, or at least my segment off, with the tune by Opio and Vorso called Why Not. This is on their new album that is really sick. It's got four songs on it. And let me pull up the name of that album real quick. Yeah, okay, it's called Dusty Bugs. The Dusty Bugs EP. Vorso has always had a knack for really crazy sound design, and he really showcases it in this glitch hop tune, so I hope you guys like it. Like I said, I absolutely love the sound design in that song and Vorso's sound design in general. I'm sure Opio contributed a whole lot too. I just don't listen to them a whole lot, so I can pick out the parts that I know are Vorso and really appreciate that part of the song. Again, you can check out the whole EP, Dusty Bugs, out on streaming platforms now. Next, I'm going to play something by Moeshop, and this is an artist that makes music that I think I would really like to make music like this. Some other artists that make music like this is maybe like Cute Girls Doing Cute Things or Snail's House or Yuji Ko. They all make this kind of poppy, funky groove music that's really fast and uses a lot of vocal chops, and I really like it. And this is the newest tune by Moeshop called Cerise, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I really love how fun that song is, and this whole genre of like just these glitchy breaks of vocal chops and really cute sounds. I love the energy that's in all these kinds of songs by Moeshop and Snail's House, like I mentioned earlier. And I'd really love to make stuff like that someday, but I have a lot of room to improve before I can even come close to something like that. But I'm still learning, still grinding at it, and maybe one day I'll be able to showcase a tune I'm proud of on air. But keeping it fun, but a little bit more raw, we're going to play the new Ray Volpe track. This is on his Malfunction EP, which is super good. You should listen to everything. I selected this one for the show because I think it is the most interesting. It's called Battle of the Bros, and it showcases the two subgenres of like dubstep music, which is Britom and Brostep. And then it combines the two genre or subgenres at the end of the song in like this massive, crazy drop. And throughout the whole song, he's got like an announcer going on announcing whether it's going to be a Brostep drop or a Britom drop. So if you don't know the nuances between those two, you'll hear it. They'll say Brostep before the Brostep drop and Britom before the Britom drop, and then the final one, he makes some comment about them playing at once or fighting or something like that, because it's called Battle of the Bros. And it has a funny ending at the end too, so stay tuned for that. But I hope you guys appreciate these drops, because I think they're nuts, and I especially love the pre-drops and the melodies like in the builds. It's just an all-around really standout song, and honestly, if he made a song that was just like the melodies and the pre-drops, I'd still listen to it. So this is Battle of the Bros by Ray Volpe off of his Malfunction EP. Go check it out, and here it is now.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to witness is history in the making. In the red corner, at 150 beats per minute, Brostep! And his opponent, in the blue corner, he's the kick clap master,
going at it.
I love that song. I think it's such a big tune. The like I said, the melodies are just so nice. And again, that kind of fits into that style of music that I really like and hope to make someday, that's filled with just these like breaks and chops and fun melodies. And not so much a lot of vocal usage here, but definitely the melody and the chops in it just make it such a hype verse and build. And then the drops themselves are also super sick, especially that last one. I absolutely love the combination between those two subgenres. Moving onward, we've got some new Kuro, and like we said on the show before, Kuro recently split up, so now Kuro is only one person, but honestly, it hasn't stopped him. He's just going hard, and you can tell it in this tune, which is all over the place. I say that a lot about the music that I listen to, but hey, that's the trend of the stuff that I like, I suppose. But these drops, I should say, have like kind of a lack of consistency in that no two measures really sound the same. But I still think it works really well because they're just they're staying in key, obviously, and they've got a groove going through it that lets the song progress naturally despite the kind of chaos that resides in between the transitions of one part to the next. But it's a really big hit. It's, I guess, not a hit yet because it just came out, but I think it's a big tune and a really good song. It's called Don't Stop. It was released on Monster Cat very recently by Kuro. Like I said, a really big hit by Kuro there, a really big tune. Absolutely love it, and really proud of him for not letting the separation of the group really get to him, because his music has been really killing it lately. It's been super great. He's also rooming with Grant, which has been really cool, because I think that's a big reason why Grant was able to put out like a Zed remix, because Kuro and Zed have worked together in the past. So honestly, although the split was sad, both of them are still making music. Maybe we'll play something by the other member another day on the show, but for now I'm still really addicted to Kuro and that project's tunes, because I think it's really great. Finally, finishing up the show, I'm going to play the mashup that I made, which is between Steel by Pegboard Nerds, Under Pressure by Laszlo, and Stuck in Your Head by Tony Romero. Again, this was kind of a quick mashup, but I'm trying to experiment with more stuff and try and redefine, maybe not redefine, but like find fun things that I like to do when I'm mashing songs together. So this drop is a little all over the place in the first part, but I hope you guys enjoy it. It ends with just Under Pressure because I think the final drop of that song is really good on its own, and I didn't want to mess with it. But the rest of it is mashed most of the time with another song, so hope you guys like it, and thanks for tuning into this week's show. Catch you guys next time.
social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Button Pushers. This week we're playing some of our favorite releases from the past week or so. And to kick my list off, I'm going to have a song by young producer extraordinaire Jaren with his new track, Escape. Such a good comeback for Jaren. He announced a hiatus a couple months ago, I believe, but he decided to come back and he's been working on this song, I think, for a year. It really shows this is the type of music he wants to make, and it is a really strong idea and solid execution with very punchy chords and drums with more of a groove than he normally has, but the pockets really nice in this song, and I can't wait to see what he does next. So for the next couple songs I'm going to play, they're from a compilation album by Sable Valley, which is a label run by RL Grime. So essentially it's a bunch of different tracks by various artists under the label. The first one is by Knock 2 and it's called Gems. Song's freakishly good. I mean, that lead and the drop is ridiculous. And I mean, I think all Sable Valley songs have a kind of similar vibe to them. I mean, that might just be the creative direction that they go in, but this one is probably one of my favorite Sable Valley songs. Definitely off of this album, it's my favorite. The groove on it, the little vocal ad-libs, and once again those drops are crazy because the sound design is so different and so unique and very simple, but that makes it super effective. And it is a really hard song. Up next is, in my mind, a fairly similar song in terms of mood. but we have Swoopin' by Bauer, but the R.L. Grime edit of it. And this song has crazy drums, crazy ad-libs again. I mean, you'll see the difference, but it's equally good. That song is so good. I really like the break from the beginning because, you know, it kind of means business and it sets the whole mood. And then as he gets into that really reverbed snare, that's also super nice, as well as the festival lead, which normally you would hear people yelling to the right to, but in this song it's a totally different vibe and it kind of flips that very iconic piece from electronic music and that sound, and it makes it its own in this, and it's awesome. And then you get to the drops and you get the really cool rattling kind of signature R.L. Grime Sable Valley song that has been on a couple tracks, I think, at this point. Like, I think the John Casey one also featured a similar sound to this. But then in the second drop, you also get these like really nice and pretty fills that are like scratching, like record scratching, and that's so cool and innovative, and it's really cool to hear something so good. And lastly, we have John's, a personal favorite of mine, with his new track Supercell from the same album. mean, this sound hits every single time. There's so much interesting stuff he can do with his analog synthesizers. I think last time I played a John song, I went on a bit of a rant about music and how long one sound can be sustained. I think he is doing like some very interesting stuff, and it is cool to see him sticking to the same general idea but putting in a lot of different musical contexts. Yeah, it's like the distortion on it is wild, and this one also had a lot more low end, which is super nice. So especially like sub 100 hertz, really. But that was so nice to hear, like a really full, low, boomy sound. Yeah. And so for my mix this week, I put together 3 or 4 different songs. I did Falling Fading by Vincent, The Beast by Zomboy. I did Realm by Masayoshi Limori, which is also a track off of this new Sable Valley album. And then I also put in Hush by Quix. Thank you.
time the beat drop.
Thanks so much for tuning into Button Pushers this week. We hope to see you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. Now we'll play Song of the Week, which is Dark Days by Fate.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
somewhere.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.